Good morning, I'm Carol Fry, and today I'll be talking about a film that isn't playing in our area, and almost certainly won't, but I recommend it highly as a DVD rental when it comes out, for those interested in other cultures and world religions. It's called Unmistaken Child. Unmistaken Child is a documentary, i.e. a true story, that traces an ancient Tibetan Buddhist tradition and practice. In 2001, one of the most well-known Buddhist masters, Lama Khonshong, passed away. He had spent 26 years meditating in a king in Nepal, where it gets very cold in winter. He was joined by a young boy, Tenzin Zapa, for the last 20 years of his life, and Zapa was totally bonded with his master. Like all paths of the religion, Tibetan Buddhism assumes involuntary reincarnation. The reincarnation of a master like Khonshong must be found after his rebirth. Devastated at losing his beloved master, Tenzin Zapa undertakes the task of finding the child in which the soul is reborn. The film traces the workings of the process. Before the search begins, the monks look for hints. Master Khonshong's body was burned in a pyre. Now, this isn't a nice sanitary crematorium in a funeral home, but what amounts to an outdoor barbecue. Then, when the ashes are removed, the monks find a footprint in the sand under the pyre pointing north, and the wind had blown the smoke north, suggesting a child will be born in that direction. Scholar monks who study reincarnation do an astrological search and find the letters that would begin the child's name and the town of its birth. So off goes Tenzin Zapa in search of his reincarnated master. After long wanderings and many examinations of children, the monk believes he has found a possible candidate, a 1.5-year-old boy. For weeks he tests the child, who doesn't even speak yet. He presents a display of objects, one of them having belonged to the master, and a child successfully chooses the right one repeatedly and then doesn't want to give it up. These and other tests convince Tenzin Zapa that the boy is indeed his returned master. The film then traces the process by which the boy is recognized by the Dalai Lama as a reincarnated soul of Khonshong and hailed as a Lama. Unmistaken Child is not a film for everyone. Those who like action, adventure, comedy, romance, and just about any other kind of mall movie would be well advised to pass on it. But those who are interested in insights into the lifestyles and beliefs of people in other cultures will find it fascinating. A recent edition of Newsweek showed polls that showed 25% of Americans believe in reincarnation, even some from evangelical paths. While the film isn't an in-depth study of Tibetan Buddhism, which, by the way, is very popular in the United States, it provides an interesting overview of Buddhist mysticism. We see the installation of the child as reincarnated Lama in an elaborate ceremony when he's 4 or 5 years old. He looks like a chubby-cheeked little old man as he patiently puts ceremonial scarves around the necks of worshippers for what looks like hours. But he's still a child, and when the ceremony is over, he starts playing with his plastic toy backhoe in his room. I have no idea how Israeli director Nadi Baratz persuaded the monastic authorities to let him follow Tenzin Zapa and constantly put a camera in his face. He shoots footage literally on foot as he follows the monk through winding and dangerous mountain paths. He's in the hut for interviews with the parents of the child and conversations at the monastery. The result is a gorgeously photographed film. Baratz lucked out in having Zapa for a principal subject because he looks great on screen and projects genuine emotion. But the rugged, mountainous landscape that serves as backdrop is even more photogenic. The film offers an interesting and sometimes amusing study in contrast with the villagers living in extremely primitive conditions while wearing Walmart clothes. We see a child's father in a Nike tee complete with swoosh. And when the monastic authorities get interested in the child, helicopters replace foot travel and horses in the primitive environment. But will a child's parents give him up to be reared by others? They do, but director Baratz catches the emotion they feel in parting with their son. Those interested in diverse religious paths and cultures might want to put Unmistaken Child on their 2C list when it becomes available, because it's well worth the price of admission, or a DVD rental, probably. I rated it 4 stars out of 5.